My iron shroud contracted round me. Persuasion advanced with slow, sure step. Shut my eyes as I would, these last words of his succeeded in making the way, which had seemed blocked up, comparatively clear. My work, which had appeared so vague, so hopelessly diffuse, condensed itself as he proceeded, and assumed a definite form under his shaping hand. He waited for an answer. I demanded a quarter of an hour to think, before I again hazarded a reply. "Very willingly," he rejoined, and rising, he strode a little distance up the pass, threw himself down on a swell of heath, and there lay still. "I can do what he wants me to do. I am forced to see and acknowledge that," I meditated. "That is, if life be spared me. But I feel mine is not the existence to be long protracted under an Indian sun.